OPP news release. Toronto. A two-year investigation carried out by the Provincial Weapons Enforcement Unit, PWEU, in partnership with the Toronto Police Service, and Waterloo Regional Police Service has resulted in the arrest of 36 individuals, the seizure of 86 firearms, as well as the largest ecstasy and methamphetamine drug manufacturing facility of its kind ever uncovered in Ontario and possibly Canada. PWEU officers from police services throughout the GTA and across Ontario executed 38 criminal code search warrants within the City of Toronto, the regions of York, Peel, Durham, Waterloo, Simcoe County and the cities of Timmins and Guelph. The investigation, dubbed Project Black Hawk, initially targeted illegal crime guns smuggled into Ontario from the United States in 2006. The investigation focused on multiple criminal organizations involved in drug trafficking, money laundering and firearm possession occurring throughout Ontario and into the U.S. The investigation revealed massive organized drug networks that were responsible for the distribution of hundreds of thousands of ecstasy tablets and hundreds of kilograms of cocaine. The Provincial Weapons Enforcement Unit partners carried out the investigation with the assistance of the United States Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF. Project Black Hawk has resulted in the seizure of 18 vehicles and other proceeds of crime. A total of 400,000 ecstasy pills were seized along with a quantity of cocaine and marijuana. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has also reported the arrest of the source person responsible for the illegal importation of weapons into Canada. 36 individuals have been charged as follows. VONGKOSY, Sataya, 32, male hash charges 180. Nguyen, Van, 30, male hash charges 71. Chanmani, Vel, 27. Male hash charges 19. Fomavong, Thongzi, 46. Male hash charges 18. Arana Echeverria, Asusto, 51. Male hash charges 16. Arana Baders, Guillermo, 30. Male hash charges 13. CHALAIDOPOULOS, George, 32. Male hash charges 12. Baders de Arana, Anna, 50, female hash charges 12. NHIEU, Van Hau, 31, male hash charges 8. Leo, Santo, 22, male hash charges 7. Cabral, David, 35, male hash charges 6. Mok, Chung, 26, male hash charges 6. Shirzadi, Shireim, 33, male hash charges 5. Khan, Sanula, 25, male hash charges 5. Kamimura, Chika, 23, female 5. Vonkozi, Risada, 28, male hash charges 5. Vonkozi, Kamvale, 53, female hash charges 4. Vonkozi, Lamfeda, 57, male hash charges 4. KOTSIAKOS, Peter, 38, male hash charges 4. CHALAIDOPOULOS, Constantinos, 35, male hash charges 4. Charge withdrawn, 27, male hash charges 3. Charge withdrawn, 34, male hash charges 3. Fanaki, Kana, 22, female hash charges 3. Pardon granted, 38, male hash charges 3. Razak, Amjad, 22, male hash charges 3. Gould, Hartley, 49, male hash charges 3. Lee, Peter, 26, male hash charges 3. Chanmani, Viang, 26, male hash charges 2. Ing, Hung, 33, male hash charges 2. Jacobson, Ian, 28, male hash charges 2. Arana, Augusto, 24, male hash charges 2. Leo, Dominic, 48. Male hash charges 2. Wasiluk, Daniel, 31. Male hash charges 2. Mok, Mei Chun, 53. Female hash charges 2. Rickefert, Eric, 37. Male hash charges 2. Leebody, Chris, 32. Male hash charges 2. Total charges for persons arrested 443. Quotes. Indisputably, the worst aspect of crime guns being smuggled into Ontario is that all too often, these guns fall into the hands of those who are responsible for taking innocent lives, such as those we witnessed in last weekend's horrific spate of gun violence, said OPP Commissioner Julian Fantino at a news conference today. Cross-border crime presents a serious threat to the safety and security of communities on both sides of the border, said Gary Hartwick, special agent in charge for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Office of Investigations in Chicago. ICE is committed to identifying and disrupting the illegal export of weapons across our nation's borders. We are proud to work closely with our international law enforcement partners to thwart the illegal export of weapons into Canada and improve the safety of local communities. Yesterday's policing activities across Ontario are a stark reminder of the fluidity and far-reaching effects of organized criminal activity on the communities we serve. Project Blackhawk is an excellent example of how police services are committed to targeting and reducing the trafficking of illegal guns and drugs through collaboration, resource and information sharing while building safer communities for all, said Chief Matt Terigian, Waterloo Regional Police Service. Quick facts. The Provincial Weapons Enforcement Unit, PWEU, is an investigative unit led by the Ontario Provincial Police, and is comprised of various Ontario police services tasked with combating illegal firearms trafficking in Ontario. 14 police agencies, the Canada Border Services Agency, CBSA, and the United States Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF, make up the PWEU, with units deployed across the province. Learn more. View the links to the photos of some of the guns and illegal drugs seized by the PWEU at http://www.op.ca/op_007010.html.